I'm John Batchelor with Michael Bleos. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio. And Michael and I are flights of fancy in Rome and the Roman Empire in Londinium along the Thames, drinking from a cup of wine, trying to figure out where the Republic went. We're not unhappy that it's gone because we do very well in the Empire. We're equestrian class. But the Senate, the Optimates, the Senate of the Eyes of March, surrounded by armed guards, eventually, lots of armed guards. It was taboo to bring the army with their weapons into the gates of Rome for hundreds of years. And then, Michael, right now I describe a scene to you, Germanicus, I describe it to you as well, that our nation's capital, since the immediate days after January 6th, is surrounded by National Guard units with weapons. And there are fences up everywhere, there are metal detectors, there are wands for members of Congress to get to the floor to vote. Does that resemble a confident Optimates class, or does that resemble an Optimates class that's looking for an exit?
The Roman Republic was successful because there was a rough equality and a sense of kinship and connection, obligation, responsibility, and willingness to sacrifice across the Republic, whether it was Optimates or Populares. And what happened by the time you get to the Empire is that you have a drugged citizenry of Populares who are essentially on universal basic income, and they are now out of the picture. And the Optimates have created a Praetorian Guard. And the Praetorian Guard, which were, of course, mostly Germans, especially in the first century AD, the Praetorian Guard was no different from the forces that are now guarding the seat of the Republic and the so-called People's House, you know, the Capitol building itself.
Michael, do they see it? Does Nancy Pelosi see it? Does Joe Biden see it? Does Kevin McCarthy see that those guards mean they're in despair? Do they understand that?
It is their business, just as it was the business of the Roman aristocrats who had established the empire and who were still the senatorial class running things and feasting off of their, you know, blood-sucking, parasitical control of society. It is their business not to see it, and they don't see it, and they will never see it, because there is a kind of elegant dispensation where you understand it, but you have a sort of internal dismissal where you don't admit to yourself what has happened. And frankly, if I were to compare this to George Orwell, one of the most refreshing things about Oceania and Newspeak and the entire regime that, you know, Winston Smith inhabits is that it's honest. It tells you what's going on. People understand why it's happening, and it is open and transparent in the weirdest kind of way. But what we have today is far worse than anything Orwell could have imagined, because people have found a way, you know, the elites that run everything, they've found a way to create a suspension of disbelief for themselves, where they are not able to see the actual world they inhabit, and they have all sorts of dispensations and protective measures that keep them safe from ever seeing the kind of crazy, nonsensical, and yet authoritarian world that they've created.
What I can imagine, Michael, and we just have a minute, what I can imagine is that those guards, those National Guardsmen, I don't fault them, they're doing their job, but those National Guardsmen, just like the Praetorians were doing their job, they're not to guard the Capitol building. They're to guard the United States against the caravans coming from the South, and they can't do it. They can't make people confident that those caravans are not marching. We know there were 92,000 people without documents detained by the border authorities in February. 92,000, Michael. There are 100,000 a month predicted now or higher, marching, marching, marching. And we'll give credit to a Caesar somewhere who is going to conquer some Vercingetorix somewhere. But my speculation, Germanicus, we've seen the future.
And yes, we have.
Yes, and when Alaric the Goth burns Rome, you and I don't need to be there to know that it's part of the evolution from republic to empire to fragmentation to republic to empire to fragmentation. That's where we are.
Yeah, and the fascinating correspondence to what happened in the late 4th and early 5th century is that Democrats today are pursuing this inundation, and yet the result is they will lose total control, just as the Roman state did in that period at the very end.
Michael Vlahos of Johns Hopkins. I'm John Batchelor.